Hi, guys. My name is Jeff, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from performance-based pride and a lack of faith in God. Hey, guys. So I was raised Jewish by a largely non-practicing family, and I remember going to synagogue once in a while, and I spent 4 years studying Hebrew and Old Testament scripture. Combine this with a crumbling family life, and I began to grow resentful towards God and look to people and things to find fulfillment and purpose. My mother recognized early on that I was outperforming my peers when she saw that I could do algebra at 4 years old and pushed to have me enrolled in advanced learning programs, where I began to develop a legalistic approach to seeking approval in my performance and being better than everyone else. I struggled to make friends and was unable to handle conflict that would inevitably surface, so I started withdrawing inside myself. With my father largely absent and my mother working extremely long hours to provide, it seemed like everything was pushing me down a path of using my own skills to get ahead in life in a completely self-reliant fashion. If people couldn't appreciate or love me for how amazing I was, then I would just use them to get whatever I needed and close myself off otherwise. So during these years, God was a figure that I would read and study about occasionally on the Sabbath as I prepared for my bar mitzvah at 13, only to then blame him whenever anything went wrong. And as I entered my teens with the ceremony behind me, I had had enough of him and his condemnation and for everyone telling me that I was meant for such great things when all I wanted was a normal family life and friends. It wasn't so much that I was an atheist or an agnostic masquerading as a Jew, but more that I refused to acknowledge that God was good. It all seemed like one giant test that was impossible to pass, so why bother trying? So I stole from stores even after I got caught. I was exposed to pornography when I was 9 years old, and I believed that girls were to be used for affirmation and gratification. I was expelled for making threats against the vice principal's son in junior high. I was catfished online by a sexual predator when I was 11, and I was abused by another sexual predator when I was 12. And I was then put on multiple medications for depression and social anxiety for over a decade as a means of coping. Now, side note, guys, abuse is never your fault, and if it's a part of your story, I'm so sorry to hear that. God grieves that abuse, and we have ministries here to support you, so please open up and tell any leader with a name tag. Upon finishing high school and enrolling in college, my resentment towards God had hit an all-time high. I stopped attending courses as I was too nervous to speak in front of people or to them, lest I be judged for who I was. I retreated inside my room and became addicted to video games, where I pushed myself to be the best. But despite achieving top accolades in every game I played, it still just wasn't enough. Because of my refusal to take responsibility for my life, I needed 9 years to get my bachelor's degree. I moved cities and went from job to job, unable to find any purpose or direction in life. And I was tired of chasing after women, chasing after money, and chasing after an identity. After 30 years of playing life by Jeff's rules, I had nothing of value to show for it, and I was miserable. But God, in his sovereignty, had bigger plans. He started using coworkers and friends to witness to me, and I was ultimately invited to attend a Sunday service. The inside looked exactly like the inside of the synagogue I attended as a boy. And I was then invited to a young adult program, much like The Porch, which is Watermark's young adult ministry. The first night I went, the group was studying Hebrews 11, the great chapter of the faith of the Old Testament saints. Surely this wasn't a coincidence. God had a purpose. I started coming back week after week and attending Sunday service faithfully with members who had been walking with Christ for years. But my heart wasn't in the right spot. I was unwilling to let go of the years of frustration because I still didn't understand who Jesus is and why I hadn't heard the good news of the gospel until I was 30. While this was going on, my temporary position was coming to an end, and I ultimately accepted a promotion that brought me to Dallas and Watermark. The first Sunday service found me holding a pamphlet advertising Regen, Recovery in Christ When Life is Broken, my life's broken, so. I came back the next night and listened to a few testimonies of Christ's healing. And when it came time to share in group, I didn't quite know what to say I struggled with. Pride, anger, trust, social anxiety, codependence, critical spirit. If only there were a list of 100 common struggles. So it was amazing to me how broken my life was, but I felt the weight of my burden start to lessen after sharing. I knew that this was where I needed to be. I kept coming back and faithfully doing the daily lessons despite daily struggles of frustration and anger towards God. Every single day the book started out, "God loves you," and I would glare at it and say, "No, he doesn't." But everything I read in the lessons and scriptures rang true in terms of how my life had played out. As a master at rationalization, I couldn't quite rationalize how what I was reading could be true if my views about God were also true. And this struggle continued until step three, trust. After 2 weeks of focused reading about who Jesus is and the sacrificial work he did on the cross to redeem me, it finally clicked. The lifelong lie from Satan that God was punishing me was exposed. I broke down in tears and confessed to God the weight of my sin and rebellion, and that I needed to receive his grace through Christ as the only pathway to salvation and healing. Galatians 2:20 states, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." What amazing truth. Continuing through the program, it was incredibly difficult to believe that I was loved by God and that his Son would offer up his life as a ransom for me. Every step brought temptations and trials, and I honestly felt like there was a battle raging in my soul like never before. But I persevered. I faithfully confessed to the men God had placed in my life. I humbly worked on repentance plans, and I willingly sought to forgive and seek forgiveness from so many people I had harmed in my life. And at every step of the way, I found increased healing and freedom like never before. Gang, my story and circumstances are not unique, despite what my pride wants to believe. As a new creation in Christ, my life is no longer defined by my performance and achievements. There's no temptation that's overtaken me that is not common to man, and I am willing to be used by God to lead a group of men in authenticity, humility, and submission to God that he would be glorified. He continues to use my story as a testimony that healing is possible only when you surrender yourself to Jesus as Lord and Savior. As a Jew who was hostile towards the church and operated in a works-based performance system, I have much in common with the Apostle Paul, who, speaking through inspiration of God, tells us in Romans 12:2 to not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Recovery is and will continue to be a daily battle. The enemy prowls around like a roaring lion seeking to devour all that is good and just in God's creation. And everything in this world apart from God is hostile to God. Trust me, I experienced enough for one lifetime, and I have no desire to go back. Only through constant prayer, meditating in God's word, and full reliance on the Holy Spirit am I able to renew my mind, walk with Christ, and bear fruit in accordance with his will. The lies of my former life continue to be broken down as I continue to live out the truth of Paul's admonishment. If this is your first time here tonight, or you've never heard the truth of who God is and what he accomplished through the work of Christ, my prayer is that you would look directly through me and see them. Every single bit of healing in my life bears witness to the redemptive power of Jesus and God's continued grace in my life. My name is Jeff. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in continued recovery from performance-based pride and a lack of faith in God. He alone is worthy of all praise and glory because he is a loving Father. Thanks for letting me share.